Daf Kuf Gimel Omed Aleph. Eliba Derbi Lezer Kamar. Kalimans means to say commence for your labor machshirin. Who is he holding like with regard to being machshirin, the preparatory stages of the mitzvah? Al Kachal Krebi Lezer for your labor. Forced to say he's holding like Krebi Lezer. Became the Krebi Lezer for your labor. Since he's holding like Krebi Lezer, my Havi Lechatchila. Also, why is it to be prohibited Lechatchila? Elohad Rabbi Shimon Vahar Rabban Mastisin Rabban. The Pliga later Rabbi Shimon. Our mission is going according to Rabbanu who argue with Rabbi Shimon Ba'ami, and they hold Koishro, you diet. Why does Rilu Kerbi Elezer? Because they're holding Kerbi Elezer Bechad with one halacha, which is the Machshir Mitzvah Doichin, that the preparatory stages of the Mitzvah do indeed are allowed to be. They do in the push off Shabbos, and you're allowed to do them on Shabbos. Kugayin, for example, Mashiach shall ask us Mesel when you weren't able to do it yesterday before Shabbos. Kedetani, as we say, Shadipskalonimo, Bikinur, that the string snaps in Shabbos. Ubligala, Mashiach shall ask us Mesel, but they do argue with him when you weren't able to do it before Shabbos. Hilgaklefa, Bitkila, also, they just go ahead and do it without it being a situation of Bidi evidence. Snaps and Shabbos will be forbidden. Meikaraki, Havi, Mukmina, Lakar, Behuda, originally when we said it's like a Behuda, my time, but Lushanin, and Halka, why didn't we answer this? Mishum, the Lushanin, the Hedyo, this lay high spur. Because we didn't hear that explicitly they held of this logic. Lemiflag, Benesher, Lushanin, to differentiate between when it was possible to do before Shabbos and when it was not possible to do before Shabbos. Kalkab, the Leshkaf, Kano, Dover, Behedyo, as long as we not find a Tanu who said this explicitly, we boil on stomach the Messiah Samadhi, we were asking, who the Stam Mishnah was. Achi, if you were to make a bow or not, it's not going to have a nice sound. And since tying that is in Amalocha, this is better, as a call, that should hear the sound. It's better for us to be Mechal Shabbos by lowering it down. And in order to be able to hear the sound of the music instrument for the shir that the levim are going to sing, melachal shabbos b'kshir she'am melachah from just being melachal shabbos by tying a knot, then veloy nekayim b'shem mitzvah you're not going to be able to fulfill a mitzvah that the lomatzi yisham akol because it's not going to be able to make sound. Mishal shem lomata b'kari from lomata shari yesh you say this is a lomata that has these little pegs. In the top and the bottom, shirashi hanim and kruchim behem, that the edges of the strings are wrapped around. Look, shu, right, and when you want, megalgal yosef, you roll the peg, vehanim and nareches, and the string gets long, will scratch ke'en sh'oisel the minik lizemer, like we do for minik lizemer, which are called an arbo, which is a navel. The marech hanshi yigil liyosid shalomaylo, you stretch it until it gets to the peg on top of karchaboy and you wrap it around it, but harihi kibitchilo, it's like it was originally megalgal liyosid hanshi mispashetas kilchosa, and you're going to roll the peg until it stretches out, it gets taut like it's supposed to, and v'mashmas kolo, and then the sound will come out. L'rabbanan adifi, this is better l'mishri kshirit alayam tying the homishal shonami abalocha, because doing this shilshul stretching it is also an abalocha. Because you're fixing a instrument properly. The keva and the shari lechatchila, since we're allowing you to do this lechatchila, then you're going to be machlef, you're going to make a mistake and change around. Osinami lahatir nimim kiner chodesh lechatchila. You're going to allow the people to do this on a new kiner. Therefore, hilkach shirali, for if it's better to tie the string than to stretch it. That any preparatory stages of the mitzvah which you were not able to do before Shabbos are allowed to be done on Shabbos. And that which it says in the season our Mishnah Koshro that it's snapped in the middle of it. If you want to make a bowl, you're not going to get the sound out of it. That which you said to make a bowl, that's when it's snapped on the tips. Such as make it so strong, and even enough will be enough to make a bow. This is Rabbi Shimon's opinion. This is Rabbi Bonin's opinion. The Bryson, then the Ketani Loi Koishrom, and the Bryson, which is they wouldn't think enough. But the Bryson, Shari, the Bryson is allowed. This is Rabbi Shimon, Machshirin the Mitzvah Doichin. Rabbi Shimon holds that the preparatory stages of Mitzvah do. Okay, performed on Shabbos. Hey, Chavdilo Esher, Lohu Me'esmon, you weren't able to do it before Shabbos. Moshim Gezerah, Hu Degazer Emsa, Otum Netzad, and there's only a Gezerah Derabbanon that doesn't allow you to fix it in the middle of the string, because maybe you might fix it on the ends. But normally, the lemegzimidi, when there's no reason to make such a gezira, the dachi would indeed be allowed to be done on Shabbos. Masnisin, in the Mishnah, your belus is a vroya, like a wart, a scab, to a mum, and it's a mum on the carbon tumid, shadaychas a Shabbos, which is allowed to be brought on Shabbos, because the psibis chor, so your belus. Your belus, the kra, karmini, your belus. Your belus, in the pasuk we call your belus, she'ain shame dover, ela kamoi chigeris. Demir the shavur. There's no shame gover name for it, like you have a chigeris lame, which is comparable to shavur being broken. Like so, loksev shever ve'iveris. Loksev shever doesn't say shever ve'iveris. Nami loksev ivaron. And by ivaris it also doesn't say ivaron. Avli yabelis masnisin who shame gover shalom mum. But yabelis in our Mishnah is the name of the actual mum blemish on the animal. Chois be yabelis be yad kam. We're talking about using your hand. In mekliyka mekan also rav gam dechiyav and nami yad. Even when you do it by your hand, second you're fixing up. Ba'avilei chaytech mevali chayim and you're cutting off something which is living. We told of the goyzis etc. And it should be a told of the malach of goyzis of wool. Afilochi even so came the malachri yanta of it since you're doing it in an abnormal way. Shein kein derech lechois for the el of a second because it's not the normal way to cut it except unless you're using a knife. In kanch elishva, so therefore only left with an isidur abanan. Vibekli. Because it's an amalacha, the raisa hold of inol mishan and mekumoshayis. But also, you're not changing from the way that you do it during the week. Gemar, hakibul bePesach haba b'Shabbos chomer. When it's only available when every Pesach is brought is on Shabbos, and therefore you're bringing the carbon Pesach on Shabbos. Hakibul kasefu b'shes ram. You can carry it on your shoulders in the public domain. Olay viu mechusas chomer to bring it from outside of the chomer. Vechik chasi chosoy. If we have a contradiction between Stamish and Stamishnah, the Pesachim, not by Pesachim, is Bekli, is using an instrument. This is what we're standing in the Messiah. This is what our Mishnah is saying. Maybe let's read the Bekli Shi. Bekli Shi, even with a Kli, using an instrument to cut it is permitted. This is the Mechjim, it's a Dachim and Shabbos, because he holds that the preparatory stages of Mitzvah are allowed to be done on Shabbos. Because then, Malachim, Shem, Shal, Asai, Sam, Bodyang, for example, we're talking about Malachim, you're able to do it before. Shabbos, Kedoyim, Bigger Hamum. For example, checking to see if it has a blemish. Achshir carbon to its preparatory stage of a carbon. But carbon to Shabbos, the carbon is brought on Shabbos. But achshir and pligi, they're arguing with regard to the preparatory stages. My season via basha, via basha. But if you're offering even so, but kliyasi, you're using an issue with the zos, which is masakin lip as you're fixing it up. The inyan malacha ka obid, and you're doing some sort of malacha. But the psachim and the one by Karim Pesach was Balecha was a boys woman to carry up. But both of them were talking about using your hand and not an instrument. Amalacha b'kli. Lovely lashvina b'psachim the also. Why do you have to teach me by Karim Pesach the also? How kvar should be the law? Hocha, we already learned that over here. Oh, lama. Why does it have to have a stamish in two different places? This is the reason why it was repeated over there. Mishum flux at Rabbi Lesser because of the Bachlokes Rabbi Lesser Hashemin and Afil Bukli Shari. Even he allows you to do it even with an instrument. This is the reason why we don't say the one by Karim Pesach was talking about a moist one and using an instrument. Because if so, Havalei Amalocha is an Amalocha Mahasam Hadishvus with the Aryan. Over there, we're talking about doing it Rabban of Shvus. Only also men are bound to carry the animal. Why the chayno say asmai? Because a living creature is like carrying itself. V'tchum enami derbanan. Tchum is also only derbanan. V'yalachin imenzel hol va'eshem esmal lo dachi. Since it was possible to be done yesterday, it is not. It's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Either Cherkibah Vavasal Gufa Malacha Gemur. He is a complete Malacha. Diraisa. The why? The Lusim Yilah Hain Tanim Pesachim Kerbi Nosim. Because this Tanim, the Tanim of the Mesach of Pesachim, does not have the Kerbi Nosim. The Omer Mesach of Shabbos Perkim Tzidah says the Mesach of Shabbos is the Perik of Hametzniya. The Chayinus has Atzmon. The living creature is carrying itself. But Tchumim and with regard to Tchum, Sabbath Kerbi Kibah, also Kerbi Kibah, the Omer Mesach of Saita, the Perik of Shem Shemayim Boidkin, and it says the Mesach of Saita in the Perik of Shem Shemayim Boidkin, that Tchumim are Diraisa. Amr Rabbi Eliezer, Kabbal Chaimer, Hossam, Gabi Pluktai over there by our Machlakistani in the Perak Yel Dvarim. We said it was said over in the Perak of Yel Dvarim in Mesechus Pesachim. Elul Shumashum Shuas Amo. You see from there the Tanakam Mishum Shuska Asaluhu. The Tanakam is asking because of the Rabbanan. The Shramina Dalabi Kli Musukman. Therefore, it must be that we were not talking about using an instrument. Elo Amr Rabbi Yosef Havvaha Beyadu. Me, my season be evasion. We're still not going to say that our Mishnah was talking about whether a dry one. The Imkain says, oh, if you look at the even when using an instrument will be permitted, it's talking about a moist one, ubiyan, and using your hand. Hang on, the Sharin, and the reason why it's permitted is the Shvusu, because it's only the Rabbanan, and the Mikdash, And in the Beis Hamikdash, if Tamidim Karbonos Sivur B'Mikdash Heim of Akronos, because the Karbon Tamid and other public Karbonos are checked in the Beis Hamikdash. Uvibsachem by Pesach, kind of time of the Os. The reason why it says that Pakad the Shvuos, even though it is a Shvuos, but it's a Mikdash, and it's also needed for the Beis Hamikdash because you need to, you're going to bring it as a carbon. Even so, came in the Kolechot Echon, the back of Israel, he says each person on his own checks his carbon base. So, Masakim Vesel fixes it in his house, and then only afterwards brings it to the base of Mikdash. Lohit Yir La Bar Alash Was Pemedina did not permit you to be over on the Rabbanan outside the base of Mikdash. Lohash Maisi Dar Yosef, that Rabbi Yosef said, Go Lohet Zloi, to give it a Gidu Biyabla since he's holding on to it. In his hand, Avogad Yigash Shvus, even though there's the Rabbanan, Dilma Nafal, the Kula Lushir Zam, and the Rabbanan is that perhaps it's all going to fall into the public domain, but so the student is going to come to bring it into the private domain. Sefer Nami Shvus to Mikdash Kari, a Sefer is also called a Shvus of the base of Mikdash, why Shari Kodeshu? Because it's Kodesh, Alma Shvus to Tzarek Mikdash, Hotur Afamidin, and therefore you see Shvus of Mikdash, meaning something which has Kedush in it, is being allowed even in outside the base of Mikdash. Paul Ukim the very strict at the beginning of the parent, but scoop a caramelist at the entrance way to the door was a caramelist that feels was like a lamictic. There's even not even a reason to rebut the make it zero. The inami nuffle golden, even the whole thing would fall from his hands. Kimanti little so habais and mixed into the house there, but scoop through the entrance way in Kanfiyu Chattis, and that can look to be a chiv of a chattis, that can be a deraisa. Michal Shin lets loiso in order to roast it, but who is the last one's going to be roasted on its own? Well, Bosser the Alma, I mean, and ain't selling Bosser, Botzel, Ubeza, Elkishin, Zolu, Ojay. And by regular meat, which is not the carbon base, we say you're not allowed to roast the meat or an onion or an egg unless it's going to be roasted while it's still day. Why? Because there is Shem Yechad to build a coal in the prayer time of the Shabbos and the first prayer of Shabbos. They say the reason is because we're afraid you're going to come and stoke the coals in order to get to cook faster. The kol echad seila pischay bebeisay. Everyone's going to be roasting the carbon base in his house. With the shavile nami medina, we allow it even in the countryside, meaning outside the base of Mikdash. B'nei Chabura, Haninan al Pesach, they're a part of the group of the Karm Pesach. The reason they're careful, the call Oiskim B'Kachim, everyone's involved in Kachim, the reason they're careful, but Chachomim and they're Chachomim, Hildech Lomachti, therefore they're not going to stoke it, which in itself is strange to say that they're difficult to say that they're all Chachomim, because every single Yid in Kali Yisrael is bringing the Karm Pesach in the Baal, and it could be in their Chabura they do not have Pitami the Chachomim in it. I don't want Rashi stuck in the Chachomim. But by the Ishtet is quite some Kohenim series in Hainam. I mean, we do say that Kohenim are careful, but Kamaduchdu we say in a number of different places in Shas. The Kamish and Dechmas Avoida, since he was going to go to Avudu, be a Duh, Shalom Duh, Ahokos Kodesh, it must be that they told him the Halachos. Abel, B'nei Chabur is reason, Hain, Lo, Armin, we also have B'nei Chabur is reason. She'en Lecha Adam, She'en Lo, Oysa Pesach, was that everyone does Korah Pesach. Rava Omar, which is exactly the question we asked in the previous Mandemar. Rava Amar, Hava Hal, the Yad, both cases are talking about what you use in your hand. Kadimar, as we said, typically, Leko, Lokmi, Lopsachim, because by using an instrument, you can't say that by the Karmes of Moshe Malacha, because it's a Malacha, Hava Hal, Belecha. And both of them are talking about where it's moist, the Iba Yavesha, because it was a dry one, Lomit Serbically, would not be forbidden to use an instrument on it. Elamasis, the Kadani Shvuas, and rather our Mishnah, which says it's only the Rabbanan, the Eshalim Esel, that it was possible to be done yesterday, Midchi, Mekame, Machshiri Mitzvah. And it gets pushed off with because of the preparatory stages of the mitzvah. That's Rabbi Elazar. He then says to Rabbi Elazar, the Pligi Nami Alad which also argues on that. The Huda Psachim by there over there in Psachim, the Amar, and he says Doichen, and it does push off, and you do it on Shabbos. And I feel Amalacha mitzvah mekamayel that even a deraisa of an Amalacha would be pushed off in front of doing this preparatory stage of the mitzvah. The culture can shvus and certainly a shvus. Well, the Ketanim Asisin, the Bekli Osir, and that which is in our mission that it was an instrument. The Zasar, Moyer, Rabbi Lezer agrees, the Kamen Efshel, the Shnei, Meshnei, that whatever you are able to change from doing something in the Melchot Yeraisa, in order to get out of doing it, doing it in the Yeraisa fashion, then you should. Below Mechal and Shabbos, so you don't do the Chol Shabbos. The Echad, the Lo Efshel, when it's not possible going, Gabe Izmo, with regard to preparing the night for the Milo. Then we push off even a av melacha. Daf kuf gimel amud beis ma'i. Minot timer the mother Belezer the kam the efshel l'shnuyim meshaniyim. Where do we know that Belezer agrees that whatever change is able to make sure that it's not the rice that you do the tiny because every price according to also body belts according to get has this wart scab. Veshin of in the shvus who because it's a derabana typically ubikli low but with a instrument in your neck, so I feel the machine of, and even when you're using your teeth, bite it off, chavir in vinil lo. It's only a friend who's allowed to do him that. Why the chavir lo masakin le shab? Because friend's not going to get a good enough job. A perfect job. This will be saying Masechta Shabbos in the Perek of HaMatzneh. The Pligi Rabbi Elazar Rabbanan, Rednaitel Tziparna, Zubazil, the Rabbanan, Rabbi Elazar Rabbanan argue with the think of your deals with each other, or Mashidif with your teeth. She realizes you're chayim chatas, and realizes that you are chayim chatas for doing that. The Chacham Oyster, Mishum Shos, the Chacham Zayt Zon, the Rabbanan. Okay, the awesome. We say over there, Gachim Chaim Rabbi Elazar, when Rabbi Elazar says that you're chayim, that's been until last when you're taking it off for yourself. Avol Chaver, you're taking it off for your friend. If you call upon the everyone holds that it's only an Isser the Rabbanan. Money ha, the Amar Bekli lo, Basmaloi. Who's the author of the opinion that says that with an instrument and by yourself you're not allowed to do it? Ilim Rabbanan, the Ami Makshir Rabbits a lo docho avolocho, that the Rabbanan who hold that the preparatory stages of a mitzvah are not allowed to violate an Issa D'Oraisa of Hashemimim, and we're coming to teach the Shavuos Dachol, but if it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, then you wouldn't be allowed to do them, to the preparatory stages, because by Mishinah, the Chavero, for example, your friend using his teeth, who can also loyal to Shabbos, and we're talking about where he got this on Shabbos, the Lo Eshel Leilin Mishka Leilin Mesel, and he was not able to take it off yesterday. Kek Nami Rabbanan Lagabi. With regard to something which is only a rishus and not a mitzvah, the night la'atzma yzubazu, that you take it off on your own, one on the other, oh, you should work your teeth in kan elam mishum shvus. In such a case, if you did such a thing, it would only be this derabanan, hocha the kashar b'chaveru, that we allow your friend to do mishum shvus, because it's only derabanan, the mikdash, it's only a shvus, and this derabanan in the base of mikdash, meaning having to do something with kodesh, l'shtari nami la'atzma, you yourself should be able to do it. Doha iyu gufe nami shvus, because even with him doing it for himself, it's also only a derabanan. Elalav, Rabbi Eliezer, he the Omer, but not the machine of the Atzma, you yourself bite off your nails, the Alma and the Shalom Lomitzah, and the regularly without having to do with the Mitzah, the Chayim, Chatzis, the Chayim, Chatzis, such a case of Mishom Hachim, therefore, Hachanami, so to over here came into Eshra, but Chavir, since your friend could do it, the Hamishvus, which would be there, but Lushavina, Lomitchi Abalocho, Lomishkali Nashu, we don't allow you to violate the Amalocho, the Dereisa, and take it off on your own. That's what I've done, Rabbi Eliezer, Makshir, Mitzah, Doichim. Even though Rabbi Elazar himself holds that the preparatory stages of a mitzvah do indeed allow you to violate Shabbos and do it on Shabbos, still, so long as you are able to change and do changes and make it into the Rabbanan, you are supposed to do that. Either Rabbi Elazar is going to say, "Lo boi shnui," we don't need to answer, but feel atzmoi, even for himself, or feel bookly shirin. Or with an instrument, sure, that is permitted. The kash of the rabbono, and that was you asking the rabbono, came in the light of the atzm la mishvusu. That since when you take it off on yourself, it's also only going to be the rabbono. Then nishkali, even actually he himself should take it off. Also lo b'kreisa, mokum she'efshal a little bit other place where he can take it off with his own hand. O b'shina with the seed, and hachadam yidid that he should do it by himself. Hachadam if you are rabbono lishkali nihile biyad betishet Rabbi Elazar. Kolaimer, this means to say, even marked if you're going to say. Bishlemo, Rabbi Eliezer, it makes sense if you can tell me it's Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum Shinui, and if you want to do some sort of change, Mishum Shafer, it comes out well, Mishum Kamoy, Shematar, Slakamay, so explain later. I'm right to Rabbanan, you can tell me it's the Rabbanan of the office of this, the time of the Bekli, Eloi, and the reason why you can't use an instrument is Mishum Nachshirin, Lodacha Abalacha, because the preparatory stages of a mitzvah are not allowed to violate. This Rabbanan Ashvusu the Mahadri, and the Rabbanan are only allowing you to violate the Rabbanan, Nihi, the Iugufe, Mishanin, and Lay. The low Eshel Mishkali, even though he himself is changing because he's not able to take it to Begabahu because it's on his back, Havero, with regard to his friend, we should say, the Menei Leviyad, he takes it with his hand. Why the Hayyadu Nami Shvusu? Because with his hand, it's the Rabbanan, the Hapri Shaper, Lemisne, and this would be a good way of teaching the Shemina Menei Vitarity. We see two halachas from this. Chada the Makshirin Shvus, the Hopulo Ab Malacha, that the preparatory stages, first thing we see is that the preparatory stages can violate a Dirabanan, but not a Diraisa. Can imagine Lahash, that implies now. But oh, even furthermore, Shemin Amine, we learn from this, the Midashar Leviyad, the Lobakli, that we're allowing you to take it off with your hand, and that was an instrument, the Hokol, who could be Rabbi Eliezer. Here we're going like Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar Hosam, the Perkamitsi, that said in the Shabbos, Shabbos and Perkamitsi, Machlekis Viyad, the Machlekis is by taking it off with your hand. Aval b'kli, but with regards to using an instrument, Moed the Rabbanan and the Chayav Chatzis Rabbanan agree that you are Chayav Chatzis. The Chashvin and Lay told of the Geisis, because we consider it a Tolda of the Mloch of Geisis. It's a Semer of shearing the wool. Shehu Chaytech Menu B'chobur L'Balei Chayim, you're cutting off something which is attached to a living creature. Aval Hashlu, but now Lo Metzin L'Mishot Emino, we can't answer the question, the Midek, and to infer the Hal b'kli,
lo mishum da'abalachahu, because that which you're not allowed to do it with an instrument is not because it's an isidiraiso. The whole beyond not mishvusel, because even with a hand it's only to rabban of a local shirley, and still we're not allowing it. Otamech l'Rabbi Elazar nami ni the time of mishum shinui. But even though his reason is because he wants to make some sort of change in the way you're doing it, hamidishkalei ni levi gadu, take it off with his hand. The whole iko shinui, which it is a change. The moider Rabbi Elazar, the noidel chaviro sheinu l'shuska. Rabbi Elazar agrees that when you're taking off a nail for your friend or your yarkes a wart, then it's not, it's only going to be in the siddur abodah. Even my debishlam Rabbi Elazar l'kabi matshir mitzvah shvus b'siddiraiso, that with regard to the preparatory stages of a mitzvah of the rabbanon and the raiso violations that you need to do, heter mashri lahu, he says that it's something which is permitted, but time is the reason is mishan esher l'shnuim, mishan inan, and the whole reason why he's going to be forbidden over here, because whatever amount of change you're able to do, you should do. But then the kli is comparable to, sorry, he the mashinim amalacho l'shvus, then he said we change from doing something with your eyes to your bond, mashinim nami mishus hachamura l'shvus hakalam. We also change from a more stringent your bond to a less stringent your bond. Helkach, therefore, yad, chamura mishnayim. Using your hand is more chamur than using your teeth. The archivah, because it's still in the end of the day more common that way. But domilukli is comparable to using an instrument. In the eagle mixer, but tfei yad otoklin is more of a reason to make a gezera that if we allow you to use your hand, that you might come to use an instrument. El ira bana is v'tamayos mishuna amalacha loy midchi. And the reason why he says also is because you're not allowed to do the rice in the preparatory stages. Lamal hula hadurei ashvus koldu. Why do you have to come down with a week? And make a case of a weak derabanan. Basu lekha lechu. Meaning, there's nothing else to ask. Masisin the Mishnah. Karuch alei gemi. Rafkish a gemi merata es hamakim no gemi, who does heal the wound. Hoil v'hash the miyad tzarich avoyda. He says now it's for the need of doing the divine service in the base of English. The lav or harish etir makasal ima avoyda, because it's not proper derecheretz to have your wound being seen while you're doing the avoyda. V'chasos of a gemi is allowed to cover with the gemi. Avolobu medina. Shemar for b'Shabbos, because you're doing a refuah, you're healing on Shabbos. Refuah b'Shabbos shows the aser, and the refuah on Shabbos is an issur derabanan, and it is aser. The im lohoitzi dam shemahatiko begemi lohoitzi dama, because you made it very tight. You tied the gemi very tight in order to take get out the blood. Kamakan aser she'ein zeh tzarich avoid. That's not needed for to do the avoiding the base of English. Well, you can find them where the habalei chayvul is a malacha. You're causing a wound by pressing out blood. It's causing a wound, which is different. A malacha. Lo mishdari l'gavayo, and we are not going to allow it with regard to over here. Gemara, tzilzel katan, ezer katan, not, it's a pretty small, little belt. Gemol ki chagor betzilzel. The saita, as you find by saita, she's wearing this pretty belt. Balaz, it's a bindle. It's like a belt. Havi yitur begodim. V'tayin b'shkitzas kashim perik sheni. We say in the second paragraph of Sefer Tzvachim, lo v'ashlim if the same shnei avnidim. If the kohen wears two pants or two belts, chaser achas o yoser achas. If he's missing one, or he has an extra one. O shayisul lo v'tiyah al b'saray tachas begodim. Or he has a bandage on his skin underneath his clothing. The avod avoid, and he does the avoid. But the psul, his avoid is possible. Yalof lahasam mekray, and we learn over there from Sukkim b'nei Aaron, hakayinim b'kahunam. We learn now. Kolaymer, which means the same. The big day hedyot has a kukum lahem. The big day of the kohen hedyot, which they need. Kohen hedyot shalavish big day kohen gadol. But the kohen hedyot who wears the begadim of the kohen gadol, the four eight garments instead of four, but the oven, he does the avoid, but the psula, the avoid becomes possible. The hainu gita begadim, because now he's wearing extra clothing. Lo amro aboisa mishnah yiter begadim el b'mokum begadim. That mishnah, when it's talking about extra clothing, was only talking about you put it on the place where clothing is placed. Al shalom b'mokum begadim is the place where he's not supposed to be wearing any of his four garments. Kolayin ebeetzvak on his finger, lo havi yiter begadim, that's not considered extra clothing. That would validate the service. Avoid the basic English. But technically, bein gemi, bein tzilzel, whether it's a gemi or a belt, hashom the chayitz, bein yodav avoidah, it's making a barrier between his hand and the kalim and other things he's doing for the avoidah. Fanan, v'lokach ha'koyin v'zerk ha'koyin me'inan, he takes it and he throws the blood the mashim ba'atzmo, which implies on his own, al yodoi b'lai de'achem, through by himself and not with others, or any other thing separating it. The small she'en avodah k'sherim, but you're not allowed to do avodah with your left hand, because the amr v'shikil z'chulin, we say in shikil z'chulin, k'mokm sh'nemer etzba, oboi o kohen, any place where it says finger or kohen, ino l'yamin, it's only talking about using the right one. Inami b'yamin sh'loi b'mokm avodah, the don al gal ha'etzba, for example, on the outside part of the finger. Upli g'chadar Rav Yochanan, which Rav Yochanan said, the amr who says sh'loi b'mokm b'vodim ha'lo ha'v'yit b'vodim, in a place, if you're adding garments in a place where you do not wear the big kahuna, it's not considered too many garments. So if you look at gimel al gimel mash with l'fosel, even if it's a beged which is 3x3, which is as a sheer beged, would not invalidate it. Adirabo, the amar b'mokom begodim afilin yim achas chutzetzes. Dafal gav the mishum yitu begodim like a lemeimer. It's even though you can't say that, the reason that it is a problem is because of wearing extra big kahuna. The whole loud begging, because it's not considered a garment. Chatzitza miyahavi, it's still a barrier. The chesidim who mechna say ba'ad yibush habasari shalai heidar al verchoises, we learn from the fact that the mechna samus is on his skin, it's not supposed to be anything separating between him and his big kahuna. Gimel gimel chatzitza, the kimel, the begging mikri, since it's called a garment, having yitib begodim, so wearing it is considered having an extra garment. The height enough of the lashon chatzitza, that which it says in the lashon of chatzitza, and not because of yitib begodim, the shud dereisha ayri benima achas, because the dereisha was talking about one string, but mokum begodim, the place where the clothing is. The lo matzim lemisni yitib begodim the la begetu, because you can't say that the reason is because of an extra garment, because it's not a garment. Pachlus megimel in chatzitzas. The ivy, the lo choshe beged yitir begodim enkan, since it's not considered a garment, so therefore there's not no iser of wearing extra garments. The law begged him because it's not a garment. The chatzitza nami enkan. It's also not a barrier. The shaloba mokum begodim because he's wearing it in a place where he doesn't wear the big kahuna. The shaloba mokum avoid in a place where he does not do the avoidum. Omar Adar Rabbi Yochanan Vadi Pligi. Hotar Rav that which Rav said that Omar, as we said, shaloba mokum begodim, that even in a place where it's not, he does not wear the big kahuna, there's a problem of extra garments. Rabbi Yochanan lo chashim yitzir klal. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't consider extra garments at all. Lo filu beged gadol, even if it's a large garment. Adar Rabbi Yehuda bereid Rabbi Chiyim mi name the pligi ha. The Rav that which Rabbi said the Amar shalom mokum begodim pachus v'gimel in chutzetzes. In a place where it's not the place where he wears, in the place where he does not wear his big kahuna, if it's less than three, it's not going to be considered an extra garment. And it's not considered a chutzitzel. The Yehu Amar, and he said that tzitzel katan chayis, if it's a small belt, then it is a barrier. Now forgot the lavish shalosh shalosh. It's not 3x3. Tiltzel kotel chaytis. Why mishum yitzir begodim? Because it's an extra garment. V'ayin enami delishin kam. It's also going like the first version. Main bachiluk elu b'mosir Rabbi Yochanan. There's no differentiation between the first version and the second version of the Gemara, except according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. V'ayin enoket law b'mosir Rabbi Yehuda b'loshin chaytis. And the reason why Rabbi Yehuda uses the language of a barrier chaytis mishum hachpulik to Rabbi Yochanan, because of the argument that the machlok to Rabbi Yochanan had, the lomotzim misni mishum yitzir begodim, because the according to him, you're not going to be able to say this is considered an extra garment. The ka'amar pachus shalosh shalosh chaytis b'mokim. We got them. As you said, they have a garment which is less than three fingers. It's going to be a barrier if it's in the place where he's supposed to wear the big day kahuna. Or bachus megimel, and less than three tefachim, lo matzil lemeimer, yitir begodim, you can't say it's an extra garment. Ela mishum chatzitza, rather, it's just a barrier. L'hachi nakat lo, l'kula, b'loshin chatzitza. Therefore, we're mentioning everything here using the language of barrier and not extra garments.